Isn't it amazing?
It's so amazing.
Yeah, every time I see it, it just makes me want to cry. It's so beautiful. Like,
Martha Valadez is a community organizer for the Washtenaw Interfaith Coalition for Immigrants' Rights. She's looking at an immigration-themed mural on the corner of North Hamilton Street and Michigan Avenue behind Abe's Coney Island restaurant. She gets emotional. Standing right next to her is 18-year-old Katia Salazar. She's among the members of the group Wicker that painted the mural.
Seeing your work is, like, really nice.
Yeah, like seeing the complete project.
The mural illustrates a large tree that represents the United States. The 130 green leaves on the tree are the people who immigrated to this country from around the world. The root system drawn at the bottom of the mural connects to an image of the earth that is being supported by two brown hands.
The hands are, you know, grabbing the globe as to see, like, you know, all come from the same place.
Over 20 young people spent the month of October working on the mural behind Abe's. It's their way of expressing their view of immigration in America. One of the tree branches is made up of Latino countries, and there's a man trying to pull it off with barbed wire. Katia came to the U.S. legally, but her father was undocumented when he first moved to this country. She says the branch represents deportation.
Seeing someone get detained is very bad. Someone getting deported, it kind of tears your family apart. Even if it's not part of your family.
The Wicker teens painted the 14-foot by 18-foot oil and acrylic mural with the help of artist Alejandro Chinchilla. The Costa Rican native says there's a good reason why Latino countries were placed on that branch.
You rarely see someone from Europe being deported or from other countries, you know. Like, it's mainly Latinos that being deported. So I don't think they've been targeted as much as we are.
Not too far from the immigration mural, you'll find more student-painted artwork. The artists from Ypsilanti Community High School were expressive at their unveiling at Curry's Barbershop on Harriet Street.
We love Ypsi! We love Pussy!
Since they love Ypsi, they created a brightly colored image of H.P. Jacobs. He escaped slavery in Alabama and settled in Ypsilanti in the mid-1800s. Jacobs used his freedom to open schools for black students in the area. 17-year-old Paris Green says the mural celebrates African-American history. He also says that creating the artwork has helped keep some of today's kids out of trouble.
Some of the people who showed up, I feel like it gave them something to do in their free time instead of, like, you know, having to be out here walking the streets or something like that.
Paris and TJ, both instrumental in putting the murals. Some nights they were the only two here, came in, car lights, headlights on, did an amazing job.
That is Lynn Settles, an art teacher at Ypsilanti High who has been impressed with the students' dedication to the project. That includes 17-year-old TJ West, who while helping paint the mural discovered something about himself.
It helps me get, like, recognized that I am able to draw or paint and I can go to school for it.
So it shows you the skills you have.
Yeah, it does.
Ms. Settles added that students have the skills, they just need someone to motivate them.
The kids come to school to me and say, Ms. Settles, guess what? On that bike, on my way to school this morning, I saw the mural. He was looking at me. So that's what we wanted to do, motivation for them to keep going. It's going to be tough days, but you got to keep going. And Ypsilanti is a city that they can do that.
It's important to mention that these young people, both from the Wicker program and Ypsilanti High, have new hopes because an adult in their life took the time to listen to what they had to say. The groups plan to paint more murals in the near future. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.